Support for this episode of Pwn and the following message come from New Harbor Security. New Harbor Security is your end-to-end provider of security services and security solutions. If you're looking for smart security solutions and services for your business and a security partner that actually gives a shit, visit us at www.newharborsecurity.com. I often hear security professionals leading with the term people, process, and technology as their pitch for addressing all security needs. At this point, I've heard it so many times, it's like listening to nails on a chalkboard, and I can usually measure instantly how long someone has been in the field and their depth of expertise by when and how they use the term people, process, and technology in conversation. At this point, we collectively as an industry have been using this term long enough that it's time we start building on top of it. Hey, it's Justin. We're going to be diving into this one and more on this week's episode of Pwned. This is Pwned, a weekly show about questions I hear from security professionals, security engineers, and CISOs, and stories about how they're protecting their organizations. This show answers questions about all things information security, from technology to security frameworks to best practices and how-tos. While security has been around for a while, it's still a very young industry, and it's only been a true discipline for the past 5 to 10 years. We're still figuring things out, and as I tell folks all the time, learning as you go is A-okay. We reserve the right to get smarter as we go, and as facts change, so should your opinion. For a very long time, security folks have touted that addressing and figuring out the answer to people, process, and technology will solve and answer some of the hardest security questions. I think for a short time, this was probably true. And for a short time, we, as the collective industry, were still crawling and trying to figure out this security thing at scale. So first off, what do we mean by people, process, and technology? The term people, process, and technology suggests the intersection of these three items is like a Venn diagram. At the intersected middle is the solution perfectly balanced of all three. The term people is the human side of this triad. Humans are the operators, the strategy, and the elbow grease to make sure that the job gets done. Process is the organization and the X's and O's of how people and technology work together. It's always a way to organize work so that that work can be automated. Technology is the technological pieces of doing what humans either can't do or doing it faster than a human, creating massive efficiencies in our day-to-day work. It's now 2019. Our security industry is at a light jog headed into a run. Our industry has matured a ton and is continuing to mature and advance as we go forward. The blanket answers of people, process, and technology is not enough anymore. And let me offer an analogy to make my point. And let's say that analogy is a fine dining experience at a nice restaurant. Your experience at this restaurant is dictated by the service and how you are greeted when you arrive, presentation of the table, the ambiance of the restaurant, the menu, and most importantly, how the food is prepared, served, and most importantly, the flavors of the cuisine. The chef, who usually has a direct say in all of these things, deals with people, process, and technology. A chef deals with the staff of the restaurant in the kitchen. A chef defines processes for line cooks and interactions with the wait staff. And the chef needs to have the right tools or technology to do the job. But to say that people, process, and technology are the only inputs into this restaurant is a flawed belief. There's so much more that goes into a successful experience for the patron so that they want to return. If you told that same chef that his or her people, process, and technology is the only thing that makes them successful, I'm positive that he or she would disagree. Running a successful restaurant is much more than just people, process, and technology. It's the ingredients. It's the recipes. It's the pairing of food types on the menu. Great chefs will also consider the textures of the food and how they're paired together. It's the many years of culinary school practicing how to make the perfect souffle. It's the presentation of the food, which is also an art form. And my list can go on and on. All this, the customer experience, transcends people, process, and technology. Over time, and as of the last 6 to 12 months, the term people, process, and technology is almost becoming a curse phrase within the security industry. It's how I can personally sort out who's been taking the shortcut in security by offering high-level, abstract, non-applicable answers. It's also how I personally sort out those working as a tourist in the security industry versus those that are true security professionals. The one thing you need to know about people, process, and technology is that it assumes that you're working backwards from a known solution. If you know exactly what you want, standardizing on these things is a way to categorize your effort into a work breakdown. The issue in security is that most folks don't know the solution. So next time you offer people, process, and technology as a blanket response, remembering that you're no longer helping anyone. We need security blueprints that considers people, process, and technology, but also factors in everything else, such as security protocols, attack vectors, pieces of the kill chain, and specific capabilities of the enterprise security program. Being able to offer this level of blueprint and expertise only comes from years of experience. If you're still offering people, process, and technology as your solution, please know for the rest of us working as security professionals, you're wearing the emperor's new clothes. That's all I have for this week. We'll catch you later. Thanks for listening to the show this week. If you want to learn more, listen to previous episodes, or snag some show notes, you can go to my website at justinfinlay.com. And you can reach me on the contact form there, or you can direct message me on Twitter at Justin Finlay. Please also subscribe to the show at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And please give us a 5-star rating because your ratings help to make this show possible. Deuces.